Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 129 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about things you did before coming out of the closet.
That's kind of funny. It's a good subject. It's going to be interesting to hear what you have to say, since you never...
Since I what?
Well, you were never with a woman in the first... You know what I mean? So, it'd be interesting to hear your answer. Like, have you ever been on a date?
But I have had colds before, like, just like now, so I'm likely to cough, and my voice is likely to be bad, so...
Okay.
There we go.
All right. So here we go. I'm browsing the underwear ads in the Sears catalog.
I remember doing that.
Do you?
You probably don't even remember a Sears catalog.
No, I remember the Sears catalog. I thought it was really cool to get them because it marked the time of the year for Christmas. And you go through the catalog and mark off all the toys you want.
Mm-hmm.
And browse the men's section and look at the underwear section.
So you marked all those that you want too?
No, I never did that.
You marked all the men that you want.
Yeah. At least back then they had hair on their chest.
It's kind of like Amazon before Amazon existed.
Yeah. You could find anything on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember browsing the underwear section?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you hide the magazine?
No.
Well, I'm just asking, I don't know if it's might have missing at the end of the year. So, why are you looking at me that way?
Obviously, yours went missing.
No, actually, it didn't. I'd found a Playgirl, so I had the real thing. So,
you know, they've determined that Playgirl has always been a gay publication.
Oh, really?
That's like 90% of their subscribers were gay men.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Probably 90% of the people who posed in it were gay too. So.
Taking off Ken's or G.I. Joe's pants and being horrified.
Well, I never went to look for their genitals in the first place, so I wasn't surprised when there was nothing there. Were you?
Yeah, I think.
You think there was something wrong with you? That you had more than what they had?
I don't know. I think even at that age, I realized that it was iconic. It wasn't supposed to represent reality.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
I do remember when the anatomically correct dolls came out, and there was an anatomically correct version of Michael Jackson.
And there was nothing
there. And there was this comedian who made this big deal about exposing, pulling the pants off the Michael Jackson doll, and he pulls them down, and there's nothing there.
That's funny. That's sad, but it's funny. I mean, you can never get away with that today, but that's funny. Feeling different and isolated and lonely.
I don't know that you have to be gay for that.
I think that's a standard puberty.
I do remember thinking, I wish there was a pill I could just take and I would be normal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never got that depressed about or anything like that. Well, would you say that was depression or?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a standard to feel isolated and lonely when you're a teenager. I think it's a standard emotion that you go through. I mean.
And you've got all those hormones that you've never had before.
And the world's against you, and no one understands you. And, you know, I'm doing fake air quotes, you know, and. I got the answers to everything, and nobody knows me, and you know what I mean? So, you know, no one's been in my shoes before, no one's walked down my path, it's all that stuff. But I think that's pretty standard fare for...
Probably.
So,
but even more for gay kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, because no matter how much it's becoming more acceptable, people are still judging. And there's still that fear, and there's still, I imagine, you know, you hear all these stories on the news about parents being supportive, but you don't hear the stories about the parents not being supportive, and these homeless kids that are out on the street, and they're out there. And that's what's sad.
There is a I think it's called the Laramie Project. It's a group that does counseling over the phone of gay youth.
Okay.
And the day after the presidential election, their calls went up 1,000%.
Oh, I bet. It's going to only get worse, too. They're saying right now that, watching the Sunday politics news, that he's already got it set up where he's going to basically do an executive order day the day he gets put in office of...
Well,
just
I'm sure the rumors are going around.
Oh, yeah.
And scare tactics,
man,
by clicks.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't do that in his first presidential election. He probably won't do it in this one either.
Yeah.
He'll probably get around to all that before he's done.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't get around to any of it. Because, I mean, basically, like they were talking about, if he deported everybody that was here illegally, it'd be about the size of two Manhattans. Or two New York Cities put together.
I have a theory about that. I don't think he's going to actually deport anyone.
Really?
I think he's going to have camps built and put them in camps.
Like internment camps.
Like labor camps.
Because
there's going to be all these businesses who don't have migrant workers who are going to complain. And then he'll say, well, I've got all these people in these camps that can do that work for you at slave labor prices.
And make it another business.
Make it another slavery.
Oh, wow. That'd be so scary, but I could see it.
Here we go. Yeah. We diverted right off the topic.
Yeah, let's get back to the topic.
Okay. Feeling dead inside when friends or family say that gay people are sinful, disgusting, and abnormal.
I never felt dead inside. How do I put this? I just knew to keep an eye on that person or not to trust that person again.
Wow, what a mature way of thinking of it.
Why? Are you being facetious?
I think most kids wouldn't think to isolate themselves from family.
Yeah. Just because you're related to me doesn't mean jack. It's...
You're more of an East Coast person, though, where people drop people all the time. Here in the Midwest, it's not really that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll cut you off in a second. I got no problems with it. I guess, I don't know why. I mean, it's just... But, I mean, that's...
For surviving youth, that's a good attitude to have, I think.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that was my thing. You know, we just don't trust that person, keep an eye on them. And so far, it's got me this far. I mean, I don't... You know what I mean? My circle of friends is small, but very tight.
That's a good piece of advice for growing up pre-gay.
Yeah.
Growing up before coming out, anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's what it is, what it is. Trying to figure out what to do about that awkward straight girl crushing on you.
I think this has happened to us both, but yeah, we handled it in totally different ways, I think.
How did you handle it?
I tried to blend in. And tried to date her. It didn't work. She had expectations that I couldn't fill. I imagine you went a little further than that.
I played the whole gusto. I pretty much was around the corner, about at home plate to be full fledged married and all that stuff. So yeah, I've done the whole thing. So.
If that had happened, if you had gotten married and had kids, you probably still would have come out eventually. It just would have been a lot worse.
A lot worse, because I probably would have had kids, and you know, I mean, it would have been fair. And I'm very thankful to this day about it, that I did come out the way, you know, how it all worked out. Because it wouldn't have been fair. It really wouldn't have been, you know, I mean, it was a whole big lie. And that's when, you know, really, you do need to come out, is when your lies start affecting everybody around you.
It's a certain politician that needs to learn that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep coming around to this, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm not over it yet.
No one is. And we have a right to be still upset about it, so.
Constantly living with the sheer horror that someone will find out.
That's scary.
This. Definitely this.
It was very horrifying.
Especially in parochial school.
Yeah. See, mine, I didn't have those thoughts really until later on. I didn't know, really think I was gay until probably late high school, college.
Well, yeah, I didn't come out until I was 19 and didn't act on it till I was 24.
Mm-hmm.
But always knew that there was something different about me.
Yeah. I guess I knew I was different. I guess I just...
You were probably better at pretending and blending in than I was.
Probably.
Because you were one of the popular kids.
I could fade in and be popular, play the sports, do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did, so... But, yeah. I'm trying to think,
Sports wasn't a refuge for me.
Yeah, sports was a refuge for me. So it was a way for me to escape. Feeling dread when your parents would say, I need to ask you something. My parents never did this.
I'm pretty sure my parents must have many times, but I don't know that I thought that was the question they were going to ask.
Yeah. My dad just more gave me a warning talk one day. If I find out you're gay, you're out of the will. Hmm. That was it, pretty much. But it was a firm... talking to.
Hmm.
So, and he was serious. But never had to come to that, so.
Hmm. Not understanding the fascination with tits that other guys have.
Still don't get it.
Me neither. Just, maybe it's because they don't have them, they're curious about them. They seem inconvenient to me.
Yeah, women don't have penises and men don't want to play with them. I mean, but I don't, they're big, sad things of fat. They're mm-hmm. hanging from, I don't get it.
I'll never get it.
I don't know. All my straight friends always say that I'm a big man when I get drunk. I don't know why. Probably because I get stupid and... flopping back.
No. I don't want to know this.
I just horrified my husband. That's hilarious. He's seen that. It's like I was playing paddle ping pong back and forth.
I have never done that.
You would never do that. That's no. Why. You would be mortified. You would be... You look great now. You're mortified that we're even talking about this. So... It's not one of my classroom moves, but yeah, that's one of the dumb things I used to do when I was younger and no drink. So, all right, now that I'm embarrassed, the dread of your relatives asking if you have a girlfriend every holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was probably easier for you when you had one.
Yeah.
For a while, there were two girls that I. Sort of dated, the one that I asked to the junior prom and the one that I asked to the senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a question my grandmother had every year at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Who are you dating?
Bring your girlfriend over.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. No.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, no granny, sorry. But my thing, I didn't really have a girlfriend in high school. I didn't have many girlfriends in high school. And then college was different. But the thing was, I lived in New Jersey. So, I had one serious girlfriend in college. And that was the girl that I probably would have married. She's been to my house in New Jersey. But other than that, there was no other girl that I dated from here that has been to my home in New Jersey. Just there was no seriousness there. Never got that far. So I never had to worry about that. And then also my grandparents... they died while I was in college. So, and then my mom never really, my dad died while I was out of college. I was with my ex then, but it never really came up about,
Probably knew not to ask.
Well, because, before that I had that one girl who lived with me for the summer. So, you know what I mean? So, that had me covered for quite a while. But yeah.
Praying that the other boys don't ask the question, which girl do you fancy?
Mm. Well, it sounds like we're from the 50s, if you ask it like that. But,
Or from Britain.
we're from Britain, yeah. I never, it was another thing. I mean, it was never, I mean, maybe more so like in grade school and stuff like that. But, that was more of a childish type of, like little, like kid play type of stuff. So, I mean, did you ever, were you ever confronted?
I have this feeling that that's a question that I got and didn't like, but I can't think of a specific. So it must have happened, but I don't remember the details.
That could be true. Being bullied for being gay before you knew you were gay.
Yes.
You really?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't bullied.
Especially in PE class,
Really?
'cause I wasn't a sports person.
So they
So
would pick on.
if you weren't athletic, you were a girl.
So then they would pick on you that way. Yeah, that's. Sorry. But yeah, I was never really bullied. So, I mean, anytime, like I said before in this podcast, anytime I was almost bullied, I put a stop to it. So, I never, yeah. I don't remember even bullying or, I don't remember being, hearing anyone being bullied for being gay. I don't really, it was never really.
There was one guy in my PE class. He was like the number one athlete. And he got in trouble in the locker room for doing something. I don't remember what. And I thought I had seen him in another part of the locker room whenever that happened. I think something was taken or something. And I said to the coach, I said, no, he didn't do that. Well, it turned out he did. And I didn't see it that way.
You thought he didn't.
I thought he didn't. And because I stood up for him then, he,
Took a liking to you?
well, no, definitely not.
I mean,
But
stuck up for you.
yeah, in a couple of cases in the locker room, yeah, he, and then many years later, I was back at that little town to do their fall festival, and I saw him with his boyfriend.
Oh, he was gay?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Huh. That's, it's, I mean, it's good. I mean, I thought you were gonna say that he always knew you were gay or something bad's happened or something, but no, that's good. Oh, good.
Only feeling comfortable with female friends.
No, I had female friends, but I had also guy friends too, so I had both. So I always felt comfortable with both sexes.
I had no friends, male or female, not in parochial school and not in junior high or high
And
school
even in
either.
high school.
There was a group of guys that were sort of misfits. I don't know. We sat together, but I wouldn't say that we were friends. But I was in a Star Trek club. In fact, I eventually became president of that Star Trek club. And there were, Star Trek is known for female fans. There were probably 4 to 1 females in the group. And I felt most comfortable with them.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had both guys and female friends, so both, you know what I mean? So
I remember my father telling my mother that she was spending a lot of time dragging me to all these Star Trek club meetings and stuff. And kind of like he wished that I was into sports or something more local that they didn't have to take me to all the time. And I kind of remember my mother say, I don't care if he joined a coven, he has friends.
So they were happy that you were getting out and you had friends, yeah. That's good. All right. Feeling really uncomfortable at sleepovers.
Never had one.
You never have been to a sleepover.
Never.
They suck. They are. They're not fun. I mean, half of them I would go home because I wanted to sleep in my own bed. I would get like homesick, but it's a bunch of kids. It's fun in the beginning, and then you try to stay up late and you're playing games and stuff like that. And then when it's time to go to bed, that's when you But like I said, in my case, I wanted to go home. I'm like, and then I had to lay in bed, lay in the, wherever I was, you know, sleeping over at a friend's house, like on the floor, or, you know, if we were camping or something like that, just like in the backyard of the house. Basically, lay there for about an hour, depending on if I'm going to get up to call my parents, to have them come get me, feeling bad that they came and got me. To, you know what I mean, they get the lecture that we're never doing this again, you know, you're not grown up enough to do all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the sleepovers were not fun for me.
I guess if you count camping, my Boy Scout crew went camping every month, no matter what the weather was.
You did camp out. They were just different than a normal sleepover.
I suppose. And the one guy that I typically shared a tent with turned out to be gay.
Mm-hmm. See, you were just rubbing in love on everybody.
We didn't know what gay was then, or well, I don't know. No, nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Later on, I found it. He told me he was gay, and we got together and had a nice conversation about things, but but that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's how things turn out.
Taking Am I Gay tests.
Never ever took one in my life.
I don't. It seems like I remember something like that, but there was no internet back then. I think it was in a magazine or something.
Okay. So we did ask you, like, do you like a penis between your lips?
I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember much about it.
Yeah. Okay. No, I never took one, so I have no idea.
Well, you should probably take one now so you can find out if you're gay or not.
I'm pretty sure I am. Being jealous of women for all of the attention they get from hot men.
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. There was a guy, I also started a computer club.
Okay.
And there was a guy in that club that I didn't realize that I had the hots for, but I did. And he had a girlfriend that would every once in a while tell him he couldn't come to the club meeting or whatever because of something she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I remember feeling jealous about that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Can't see you being jealous.
It was like she's wrapped around his finger and can pull it anytime she wants.
Hmm. I'm surprised. I never thought you'd be a jealous type.
Well, I had to really think about this to come up with one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. I don't know. Not jealous of, I'm jealous of other men, I think. I've been.
And all the work they go through to look like that?
I just, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I get jealous. I don't know. Would you say I get jealous?
I've never seen you jealous.
I think
I don't think I've ever did anything to make you feel jealous.
I'd be very jealous if someone tried to hit on you. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, I'd be jealous if another guy hit on you. I would definitely be jealous. So, you're my husband.
Good thing they don't do that.
Stop it. You're a very handsome man. I'm wondering if maybe you just hadn't met the right girl yet.
Probably, but I can't think of a specific.
Yeah, I mean, I think with that age, every wild thought will go through your brain. Like anything, you know what I mean? You have a million thoughts a day, so, you know what I mean? It's safe to say that everybody would think that. So.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Why?
To think that.
I mean, that back then, I mean, right now, I wouldn't think that. I think I met the one, and I think it's you.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Never had a thought like that in a long time either.
Yeah, so.
I don't think any woman's ever going to cure me.
No, I don't think so either. So, you got to be crazy, too.
Finding ways to get out of sports and PE. I'll bet you did this all the time.
Never. I was one of those kids that wanted to go to sports and PE. I couldn't wait.
I think the coach, at least in junior high or high school, I can't remember which now, I think he took pity on me because I knew how to run the mimeograph machine.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the journalism class, so that was one of the things we did. And whenever there was dodgeball, he would we'd all be lined up to choosing teams, and he would bring out a mimeograph.
So you could play through
master,
that.
And he would hand it to me, and he'd say, "Go make a bunch, like 100 copies of these for," because I think he taught math or geometry or something like that. And so that's what I would do while everyone else was playing dodgeball.
Well, you got lucky then.
Yeah.
I would have rather played dodgeball, but yeah, that's funny. But at least he had enough forethought.
I guess.
I mean, that was.
Or it was just one less thing he had to do.
Yeah. But I think it was more he knew this poor kid is about to get lit up.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I think he was more looking out for you. Or,
could be.
So
he's probably gay too.
God. All right, feeling a special connection to one of your closest male friends.
I don't think that ever happened.
I never had a crush on any of my gay or my male friends. Never found any of them attractive. And that's like the ones that like were in my fraternity were like, oh, when they found out that I was gay and kind of disowned me and stuff like that and heard some of the stuff, was like, what, they were looking at me? No. I didn't find any single one of my fraternity members attractive. Mm. Not one of them. They were brothers to me. Some of them actually, like, would you consider brothers? But the majority of them I wanted.
Yeah, I never had any friends. Of course, I never had any that looked like Steve Austin either, so.
Yeah, so, but yeah, that's funny to me.
Accidentally experimenting without realizing what you're doing and why. I can't imagine me accidentally doing anything.
No, you wouldn't. No, and I don't think I ever did anything. Yeah, this doesn't sound.
This was written by somebody that doesn't have our perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe younger guys are freer to experiment.
Experiment, yeah. Yeah, not us. We're old gay guys. All right, crushing for a boy who barely knew you existed that you could never be with.
Nope.
Nope. Pretty easy. That got boring quick.
Your friend's hot dad.
Don't think.
The guy who was the scoutmaster was pretty hot.
Okay. Lovely.
Oh, and our damn it.
Winner.
The priest at our church.
Oh, you see.
Oh, hot and hairy and would take all the altar boys out to go skiing every year.
Oh, I bet.
They talk about, altar boys being molested. I wish I had been molested by him.
I knew you were going to say that. You're so terrible. All right. You were wanting to go on that ski trip. You got a joke for us this week?
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
That's cute. I like that one.
We hope you enjoyed episode 129 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.